Somalia was the scene of a humanitarian intervention in the early 1990s. The U.S.-led move was prompted by mass starvation and the collapse of the government. Well, now it seems famine is stalking Somalia again. At least 2.6 million Somalis lack food. It could get worse. David McGuffin visited one camp for displaced Somalis in a place called El Berde.
At a dusty, wind-blown emergency feeding center at the Ethiopia-Somalia border, one-year-old Abdi Khadir is being weighed by medics. 4.5. Skin and bones, he's just 9 pounds, less than many newborn babies living in happier places. Drought killed off the family livestock. Then Abdi Khadir's father died from hunger. Destitute, his mother walked for 2 days to this place, the town of El Berde. They made the journey without food and water. The price of food has gone too high, she says. Even if we do have money, we can't afford to buy anything. Food prices have tripled in markets. Even town and city dwellers with jobs are being forced to cut back on meals. One quarter of children in this part of Somalia are acutely malnourished, victims of what the UN is calling a perfect storm in Somalia. Severe drought, skyrocketing food prices, warfare. Denise Brown is the UN World Food Programme's Deputy Director for Somalia.
The problem we're having is that the needs are increasing so rapidly. I mean, today we've seen 45 severely acute malnourished children who need hospital attention immediately. We have to bring more, we have to do more, we need more donor funding.
At this food distribution at the edge of El Berde, hundreds of Somalis begin loading food aid onto donkey carts to take home. 30% of the population is now surviving on UN assistance. By the end of the year, that number could double to almost 4 million people. But high food and fuel prices means aid dollars are able to achieve much less. The World Food Programme is far short of the $230 million needed for Somalia. UNICEF, the UN's agency for children, warns that if things don't improve, the conditions are in place for a famine as bad as the one in the early 1990s, when hundreds of thousands of Somalis died. Somalia hasn't had an effective central government for 17 years. The current one, propped up by Ethiopian troops, is fighting with Islamist militias. It makes the job of helping the desperate difficult, says the UN's Denise Brown.
Last week we had a contracted driver killed, shot and killed. It's the second one this year. Aid workers are also targeted, kidnapped, killed, threatened. It's one of the most dangerous places for aid workers to work in the world right now.
Dangerous to live in, too. Abdi Khadir needs to be in a hospital, but the nearest one is 50 miles away through harsh terrain. I don't think we can make it, his mother says. That is the fear of many Somalis. For The World, I'm David McGuffin, El Berde, Somalia.